Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. I had to think about that one. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Cyber.
Well, that would be a little weird, although yesterday was Strange Brew Appreciation Day, and you could go online.
And could have had Strange Brew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be a little weird because you can go on the web and get coffee any day from Strange Brew Coffee House.
Robbie, you're ruining our whole scheme here by saying it's not going to be a little weird, you know.
I know, but you should have done your research.
Just saying.
How is cyber spelled?
Not like you think.
S-I-B-U-R?
S-C-Y-B-U-R.
Oh, there's no way it's cyber.
Yeah. It's Kyber.
Somebody's gonna get you.
We'll see how that goes. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
Come get him, Lee Battelle.
Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever your business is, there is a role to be played in front of by printing. Your business relies on printing to get your message out there. You wouldn't want to work with anyone but the best, and that's Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience. Check out their website, pipridgeland.com, to find out more information, to show all of the great promotions they can put together for you. Then call our friend Cam Baker and tell him, hey, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning, want to do business with you guys, want you guys to get my message out there. And it goes from there. 601-499-5216. And you can be on board with Pip Printing and Signs today. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you certainly are looking for it. Everybody's looking for the new logos, the state script, the M over S, the interlocking. They've got them at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowa by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best place in town is Restaurant Tyler. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon around lunchtime and you love a blue plate like I do, the best one in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Great choices for meats and veggies, great cornbread, and if you're not a blue plate person, they got plenty of great other options there for you as well. When you want to eat a great meal in Starkville, the best place to go is Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and let them show you everything they need to show you about how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you plan for your future. Now more than ever, it's important to be able to talk to a banker, to be able to talk to somebody about what's going on in your financial world. Priority One Bank offers you that kind of service. So give them a call today. 601. I'm sorry. I don't have a number for Priority One Bank. What's Robbie's number? Go to the website.
I'm fielding 500 calls.
This Priority One Bank? Oh, this is Robbie Falk. Quick story when we get done. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. My phone number is like one or two digits off from it used to be Bancorp South, I guess it's Regions now, helpline.
Oh.
For a long time, and I would get people calling, and I'd be like, I'd just answer hello, and they're like, is this the helpline? I'm like, yeah, give me your account number. And your social?
What do you need help with? There's some things that you could help some people with.
There is.
Like how to prepare a tri-tip.
If I ever decide to set up the tri-tip preparation hotline.
You were the person to go to.
Yeah, you want to call me more than over anybody else. All right, you know what time it is. It's time for the Rumblings, which are brought to you by the good folks over at Superior Catfish. Mm-hmm. I hope you have been enjoying. I hope you enjoy a fish fry this football season. You know, we talk about cooking out all the time, and we love to cook out. Don't get me wrong, but fish fries, there's just something about those there. And of course, if you haven't checked it out already, check out their online store, store.superiorcatfish.com. You can order catfish to be shipped right to your door. Fillets, whole fish, and their awesome breadings and seasonings, they're all right there on the website, store.superiorcatfish.com. If your local catfish house doesn't have Superior Catfish, you need to ask them why, because there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish.
And it's a growing brand across the state of Mississippi.
Correct.
I just went to Louisville last week to I called the football game between Louisville and Starkville. In pregame, I went with my friend Nathan.
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah,
over to Carnell's.
Yeah.
Carnell's has Superior Catfish as well. And Carnell's is one of the best-kept secrets in this area. If you're ever in Louisville, please go check it out. It's kind of an old-school style, like an old hamburger place, maybe from like the 70s or 80s, that has like the little drive-in window type place that you walk up and order. That's what this place is like. Mm-hmm. And the catfish, guess what, was really good. Okay. So go check out Carnell's for some Superior Catfish. Or if you're in Starkville, Obie's, Little Dewey, there's places all around that's got Superior Catfish, and it's a growing brand. So we're excited.
Very good. All right, let's jump into it. Our first question today from Mike Reinhurst. Why?
Yes.
I just want to go and let you know, at least five other people asked that exact same question.
At almost the same time.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, everybody's wondering why.
If we knew that answer, we would make a lot more money.
Why, God, why?
Yeah, we do. I don't have any control over what
did I do to deserve
the
this?
The man upstairs does. Colton Watson, his first question is why?
There we go.
So, also, what sport and what team are Texas and Oklahoma's first conference losses as SEC teams? Mississippi State soccer handed the Longhorns and the Sooners their first ever SEC losses. So there's a great little trivia question down the road. We'll try to get Coach Armstrong on with us next week.
As you know, I'm not a huge soccer guy.
I know that.
I will sit down and watch Mississippi State soccer.
Coach Armstrong is the best football coach on campus right now.
Yeah, he is, without a doubt. He might be the best coach, period.
Yeah, he's getting it done.
What he's done for Mississippi State soccer is truly incredible, and you don't really – you can't appreciate it until you sit down and you look at the history of Mississippi State soccer, because it just hasn't – there hasn't been much of history. But he has, especially the last 2 years, this is remarkable. I believe I'm correct. I could be wrong. They've given up two goals this entire year to this point, and they both came in the same game to Wake Forest. So this team is legit, and they shut out both Texas and Oklahoma to start the season. So if you are – a soccer fan, or if you're not a soccer fan, pay attention to this team. Go check them out. Go see what they got to offer. This is a really fun team to watch.
Yeah. Our guy Sotex Dog is calling us out here on your board. Says, because we're not going to be around Austin, you know. So.
This guy's, I mean, buddy, I really appreciate you listening to the show. But will you please just be quiet at this point? Just stop talking. Just stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, it's rough. All right. Colton wants an early hot board for defensive coordinator. It's way too early for that, so we have to move on. John Rich's lawyer. I don't know who John Rich is or why he needs a lawyer, but so be it. To fill time moving forward on Thunder and Lightning, discussing the most recent college football and NFL weekend games would be interesting to hear. Thoughts? I mean, there are a million podcasts that are national college football and national and NFL. I mean, why would we want – our niche is what makes us unique, is that we're a Mississippi State sports podcast. So I got to say no to you on that one, John.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to mix it in a little bit.
We talk about it a little bit, but it's not like we can't – I'm not going to do a whole podcast where we don't talk about Mississippi State. Put it that way.
Yeah.
The maroon buffoon doesn't seem to matter in the grand scheme of things, however. Why do we insist on the band playing Matalon after we spend 30 minutes trying to hype up the stadium for pregame? Seems like a buzzkill. I think if we stop, we will win out. Well, that's an interesting thought. If State stops playing Matalon, they would win the SEC in that situation. I don't think that's the case, but I
think that was probably facetious.
Yeah, state's pregame sometimes is not great. I agree. Brian McDuff, our good friend, which is more difficult, folding fitted bed sheets or perfectly applying Saran wrap?
Ooh, that's a good question.
A fitted
bed
sheet is almost impossible to fold.
My wife has mastered it. Okay. I don't know what she's done. I think she looked it up on YouTube or something. Because you can, I found out how to crank a mower I'm borrowing yesterday. I could not for the life of me figure out how to crank this thing up, and I went to YouTube and figured it out.
Yeah.
But I think I got to go with fitted bed sheet.
Fitted bed sheet is correct.
I absolutely hate Saran wrap.
Yeah.
I will get the aluminum foil and just use that.
Saran wrap, I got to really be low on foil to use Saran wrap.
My wife can do that. But the thing about Saran wrap is, when you take it off, like, it's hard to put back on, like, how it was.
Yeah.
So, it's just a pain. I hate it. Aluminum foil is the way to go. All
right. Also from McDuff, how do you apply condiments to sandwiches? I realized the other day that I put it on the bread for sandwiches and burgers, but I put it on the meat for pulled pork. Why is that? Now, I'm not the best guy to ask for this, as you know. I'm not a big condiment guy, but let's say...
Well, and you're not a pulled pork sandwich guy either.
Oh, I'll make a pulled pork sandwich. I made pulled pork this weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you do sandwiches?
Sometimes. Okay. And he's correct. When I do that, I do put the sauce on the meat.
Yeah, for sure.
If I make a burger, the only things I would put on a burger are, like, barbecue sauce, hot sauce, A1 I put on a burger. Those go
You
on.
Do hot sauce in a burger?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's totally far-fetched. I just don't ever hear that much.
It goes on the burger. Sandwiches, I would never put a condiment on a sandwich. Like, if I make, like, a turkey sandwich... Because I don't. There's nothing I want on there.
So, you don't do mustard mayonnaise.
No, God no. So how do you do that?
Okay,
on the bread
so
or on the sandwich.
Well, it's different. So for a sandwich, for like you know, a couple slices of bread and meat and all that stuff, and even like peanut butter and jelly, I'd use a knife. So I put the mustard mayonnaise for like a turkey ham sandwich, whatever. I put that on the bread and I'd spread it over that. For a hamburger. It depends on what I have on there first. If it's like if the lettuce and tomato or whatever's already sitting on top of the burger, I put it on the bun, and I just like, I guess just press it down or whatever. But it just differs. Yeah, if I don't have anything on the burger yet, I put it on the burger, and then I take the bun and I smear the stuff on the burger.
Yeah.
So like the bun is my knife.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. All right. There we go. Rob Hadaway has some questions for us. While commiserating during the Toledo game, a young adult Bulldog brought up hearing about Mike Mann 2000 from an older sibling. Please tell your reflections of this extraordinarily brief tradition for the benefit of the young. I remember Mike Mann.
But was that the cheerleader that had the mic and the speaker
Let's
in the front?
Go Bulldogs!
They had the speaker in front of the studio section. Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't really work out that well.
No, it wasn't great.
No.
Mike Mann.
When do we need to...
You know, my friend was the hype guy at the hump, like in the early 20... Is it the aughts is what it's called, the 2010s?
That's what you're supposed to call it, I believe, yeah.
He was like the hype man, and it just didn't work.
Didn't work, no.
No.
Also from Rob, which number... where are we here? Yeah, which number is greater, the number of people at the 1980 Alabama game or the number of people who say they gave that $8 million donation? It's definitely the 80 Alabama game. Yeah. Nobody's claiming they gave $8 million.
That could probably be easily
disproved
like by someone.
Also from Rob, when do we need to confront the uncomfortable possibility that maybe it's the state script?
Why did you even read this question? Because now all this is going to do is people are going to say, yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
You're not wrong.
It's not the logo, guys.
Yeah. The Allegheny Boys Tennis Program. What would State's record be at the end of the year if they had Vanderbilt's defense? Do they have Vanderbilt's defensive coaches? Is Clark Lee calling the plays?
I haven't watched Vanderbilt's defense enough to know.
They're better than State's.
Oh, easily. So, I mean, State's the worst defense in the SEC by far. It might be the worst in the country.
Yeah, so, I mean, right now they would probably be...
They probably would have got a few more stops.
They might be 3-1.
They could very well be. Yeah. I mean...
Is there any job you would not take for $1 million a year? Yeah, plenty.
Hmm. Like, what would be a good example?
I would want to work around sewage.
Well, I've done that before, but I did that for minimum wage.
I'm just saying. I
could do that for a million.
I got a rough gag reflex. I wouldn't do well.
I mean, it's not fun.
I would not raw like to be sewage. The director of marketing at the University of Mississippi for $1 million. I need more. There you go. There's a few. Also, he says he appreciates what we do. Thank you. We appreciate you guys. Appreciate y'all very much.
I didn't know that you had, for whatever reason, it says relevant people on the side of my Twitter, yeah. And it's the Allegheny Boys Tennis Club.
Yeah.
Our tennis coach, me and you. And in your bio, it says you have hashtag Savage GIF in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm,
that's
your
that's that's one of your bios. That's one of your claims to fame.
It's not my claim to fame. I'm just a big proponent of it.
Okay.
I love the Randy Savage GIF, which reminds me, I got to send one out.
I don't use it because I know that you've used it. I use the
Shawn Michaels normally, don't you?
No, I use the Shane McMahon coming off the top rope to the table.
It's a good one as well. I got to send this one out here though. I got to give Arkansas football one. Because somebody asked me to do that.
Please do.
Did you see what they said?
Their social media is very
good.
You
see what they said?
Yeah, with the this is an interception nine times out of ten.
There it is. There.
Yeah,
there
that's we go. Good.
You get it, Arkansas. You deserved it. All right. Who is this here? Ani Robertson. Favorite Sleep Token songs. We've got a lot of people into Sleep Token. I'm sure Ani was probably, he's a music guy. So he's
Ani's definitely a Sleep Token guy. I
only really like two songs. And those are the ones that I know. And that's, I like Atlantic and I like The Apparition.
Yes. I got you into The Apparition.
You got me into that song. I've tried listening to some other ones and I haven't found another one that I liked really yet.
The Apparition is my number one. I've searched for it online. They don't do it live. I don't know, understand why. The song is so interesting. Like the whole setup to the song is so interesting. I haven't really heard anything like it before, so that's my number one. The Summoning is a really good song. Mm-hmm. Rain. The Take Me Back to Eden album's really good.
Yeah,
it's and good. This isn't a genre or style of music that I think a lot of people would be into.
Right.
But I just think it's really cool sound.
It's very interesting. Very interesting. Brian, with our head coach dying, two of the worst football seasons in modern history, and baseball failing to capitalize on our first national title, is this the most negative two-year stretch of your podcasting/radio career? Easily. I mean, yeah, I started in 11 with Mullen, and in that time frame, we've never had situations like this. So, yeah, it's easy. What college football uniform would you look the coolest in? Not which uniform is the coolest, but which you and your physical body wore the uniform. Which one would you look the coolest in? I mean, there's only so much you can do with my body, Robbie. I don't know about you. You would look okay. You would look like a big wide receiver.
No,
you know,
maybe I could grow into a tight end.
Yeah, but like with me, I'm fat, but I'm not tall. So, like, it's going to be like, who, that guy must, first thing they're going to say when they see me in a uniform is, that guy's a walk-on. That's the first thing that's coming out of anybody's mouth. I need to go dark. I want to go, like, a slimming. So, maybe, who wears all black? Like, Texas Tech?
Yeah, the Red Raiders.
Yeah, all black. That's where I'm going. What about you?
I
think you'd look good in Ohio State's uniform.
I think so.
You could get in there with Marvin Harrison Jr. and Chris Olave. And
I hate to say this, but I look dashing and powder blue.
Don't be like that. North Carolina, then.
Well, that's a different kind of blue.
Yeah, that's what we're going with, though.
Okay.
All right. Chris Williams asks, my daughter, a senior at State, and I will be in Austin Thursday through Monday. Should we sell the game tickets and just do stuff that doesn't feel like torture? Not sure my mental health can take witnessing a fourth Manning shred our putrid defense. This will be the fourth Manning to beat Mississippi State. I mean, if you're already there, I would go to the game. You can always leave early. I mean, how much are you... Now, if you feel like you can get a good price for the tickets, maybe help pay for the trip, I wouldn't be against it. But I would go. I would go to the game. You're already there.
Yeah.
CJ Lunsford asks, I became a State fan when I enrolled fall of 2021. Has there ever been a worse time to be a State fan? Oh, yeah.
He came in at a really bad time, but...
There's been worse.
But you got to see a national championship, CJ.
I was a State fan when State finished last in the SEC in basketball and football.
Yeah.
And there was just baseball. That's all we had.
I came through, and now I've been a State fan my whole life, so I'm trying to think of a worse stretch during my lifetime.
It's that way.
Because, you know, like 07, they went to the College World Series. That was my college freshman year, so no. What was 09? 09 was, well.
09, you won the Egg Bowl.
What about 08?
I mean, basketball was good.
Yeah, they went to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
This is a pretty bad stretch.
It's rough. It is what it is.
Early 90s wasn't.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Will Chandler has two questions. Why? And why, God, why?
Oh, that was my question earlier.
Okay, yeah.
So. We don't have an answer.
No, we don't.
That'll be something we'll ask God when we get to.
Mangum Cafe asks, where is State if we don't hire Moorhead in 2018? Here's the issue with that. Who do they hire? Jeremy Pruitt?
Yeah, that cycle was terrible.
Terrible. Billy Napier?
Well, the better question would be maybe what if Mullen would have stayed?
If Mullen stays, they're fine. We're fine right now.
Like, Mullen stays another year,
yeah,
and then he leaves.
Yeah. So we have a 10-11 win season.
And who – and like, say he leaves in, like, after 18.
Who are the hot coaches in 2019 coaching cycle, college?
Could you have taken a chance on Kiffin? I don't think they would have.
At that time, no. Let me see here. So in 20 – after the 2018-2019 season, hold on. I want to see if I can find 2018. Okay. So, CBS Sports, you suck. So this is, we would have hired him at going into the 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. Could hire Dave Aranda.
Uh-oh.
No, this isn't right, though. They would have hired him going into 2019. So let's see if I can find.
That cycle, though, in Moorhead was one of the worst.
It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
It was. Who all was in that? Sam Pittman? Was Sam? No, he was 2020. He was with Leach.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Could have hired Holgo. Less Miles. Could have hired Chris Klieman. That's the
Chris
first.
Klieman would be a good hire.
Been a great hire. I don't know if
that would be a Mullen hire.
I don't know if that's what we would have done or not. Freeze took the job at Liberty. I don't think.
Oh, yeah. John Cohen would have hired Chris Klieman.
Yeah. I don't know if he would have been interested in Mississippi State, is what I'm saying.
I think he would. He was coming from.
Would you have brought Manny Diaz back to Mississippi State? He took the Miami job.
That might
Neil
have made
Brown
sense.
At Troy is the answer.
Probably.
Going to West Virginia, he would have come here. It would have been Neil Brown. Almost certainly, unless you go coordinator at that time, which I don't know who they would have hired. But, yeah, that's where they would have gone.
I want to look at this 2018 real quick.
Oh, the 2018 coaching?
Scott Frost.
Oh.
Failure.
Failure.
Dan Mullen turned out to be a failure. These are A-pluses, by the way. Yeah. Chip Kelly at UCLA, failure.
Failure.
An A. Jimbo Fisher, A&M, A. Failure. Oof. This is Athlon Sports grading the coaching hires.
Yeah.
He got an A. Willie Taggart, Florida State, A-.
Oh!
Joe Moorhead, A-.
Yeah.
Chad Morris, B+. Holy crap.
I'm telling you, it was awful. It was just awful.
Kevin Sumlin at Arizona. Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee. Steve Campbell, South Alabama. That might have been the best hire of the bunch. I don't know. Billy Napier at Louisiana, that was probably the best one.
Yeah.
Because that actually worked out there.
Yeah.
Sonny Dykes at SMU, that was a good that was a good hire.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Cristobal at Oregon, B-.
Yeah. Coached 2 years there.
Jonathan Smith at Oregon State.
Really good coach.
Really good hire.
He worked out.
Matt Luke.
Hey.
Josh Heupel got a C at UCF. That was the best hire of the entire bunch.
That's the best hire, yeah.
Holy smokes.
It's rough, man.
What a terrible, terrible class of coaches.
Yeah. Also from Mayhem Cafe, have we been cursed since the pathetic College World Series halftime recognition versus Kentucky in 2022? I still think about how bad that was sometimes. Had the whole national championship team out there and couldn't even introduce Tanner Allen.
That was pathetic, man.
One of the worst jobs that athletic department ever did. Let's see here. Ford Polk. I'm interested to get your opinion on something I have argued with my friends for a long time. It kind of goes back to the rumblings 2 weeks ago. I'm of the opinion when drafting a quarterback as an NFL team, look at what smaller schools have quarterback. Look at what smaller school QBs that have had a great amount of success. Dak, Ben Roethlisberger, Breeze, Purdy, Mahomes, Lamar, Carr, Rodgers, Favre, the list goes on and on, all from non-blue bloods. What's your opinion? Well, I mean, we say that, but Tom Brady went to Michigan. Peyton Manning went to Tennessee.
Brady was also a seventh-round pick.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like...
What is seventh-round?
Sixth. It's just, it doesn't matter where you go to school.
Well...
Good players are just good players.
Here's what I'll say, is Dak, Roethlisberger, Breeze, Purdy, all those guys had to work a lot harder than Bryce Young, Mac Jones, these guys that were quarterbacks for teams that had five-star recruits everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that I can take more from seeing what Dak and Ben Roethlisberger and Brett Favre and those guys accomplished when you look at the talent around them.
Yeah.
State had no NFL wide receivers on that team outside of Fred Brown, who I think he made a roster a couple of years. But these quarterbacks, they didn't have a ton of NFL talent around them. What they did was really impressive in comparison to throwing the ball up there to Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. Who else was on that? What other wide receivers was on that team that Alabama had that was so good?
They had Ruggs, Jerry Judy, and Devontae Smith.
And I think that's a big reason.
With Najee Harris in the background.
I think that's a big reason why those guys are not super successful in the NFL. It's a lot harder when you get to the league and everybody's good. So, you know, Ben Roethlisberger had been passed up.
Yeah.
And Eli Manning got drafted ahead of him.
Philip Rivers. That's another guy who's not a blue blood guy. Philip Rivers at NC State.
Yeah.
So, Eli Manning's not a blue blood guy either. He went to Ole Miss.
But I think that plays kind of into his point.
Yeah.
Is those guys were not blue blood.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Guys either.
Yeah. I think part of it is it goes a little deeper in that who's the last like super five-star guy from high school couldn't miss quarterback that didn't miss? I mean, you just have these guys.
Trevor Lawrence,
but he's not having a great.
No, he's not. He's not great, but dude, like the guy that's just like the
Fields is okay, but he was a top guy. You know, for the most part, a lot of these guys they don't make it for whatever reason, and you
not to the point where they're like NFL MVPs.
Right.
You know,
last year's number one quarterback transferred from USC to Boise and didn't even win the job.
I was talking to somebody the other day about this. Was that we were talking about Caleb Williams, and I was telling them, like, because they're like, what's going on? And I said, it's so hard to figure out, you know, if this dude's going to be able to be an all-pro or, you know, you take the best guy available, like the best quarterback that you can, and you hope for the best.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no can't miss.
No,
a can't miss doesn't exist.
Yeah.
For any position, because you can't predict how a player is going to react, you know, going up against players that are equal or better than him, or how they'll react having competition, or you know, if they're going to get in trouble or get injured. There is no can't miss.
Right.
And quarterback is a lot harder to project than it seems.
I agree. Let's see here. Willie Dizzle, what's sadder, State's success rate with transfer quarterbacks or reading Where the Red Fern Grows? There's nothing sadder than reading Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yeah.
The saddest story ever.
It's right behind it.
Yeah, it's right there.
State really does have a pretty bad track record.
They're
all getting hurt.
Stevens, like, Costello, and now Shapen. Just ruthless. Just brutal. And Mike Wright, not great either.
No.
Let's see here. Snave asks us, am I the bad guy, Chicos, for betting against Mississippi State last weekend? Also, hey, yo. No, you're the smart guy.
Usually I say do not bet for or against Mississippi State, but if you put your house down on Texas being ever able to cover this weekend, I'm not going to be upset at you.
Yeah.
Got to make money somehow.
Yeah. Bearded Man with a Fish says, hey, guys, can we just rename this segment The Grumblings for the rest of the season? That's actually funny.
My hope is that, you know, moving forward, it just turns into questions that don't relate to Mississippi State football and sadness. So we can just have a day away from that. But, that would probably apply to today's, that's for sure.
Yeah. One more, then we'll do the break here. Brogan Fairchild, rank these activities in order of enjoyability. Chewing on aluminum foil when you have metal filings.
Fillings.
Oh, I thought I said filings. My bad. Fillings. I've never had metal fillings, and I've never chewed on aluminum foil. Do you know anything about this?
It kind of like is like a shock factor.
Oh,
like
okay.
the foil hits the filling, and it's.
I got you. Going to the DMV, licking a 9-volt battery, watching Mississippi State football, arguing with your wife. Which is the most enjoyable in there? Now, when you're a kid, licking a battery was sometimes funny.
All of these are terrible.
They're all awful. What's the least enjoyable, then? We'll do it that
watching way. Watching MSU football right now for me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm miserable for four quarters.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
And because this stuff, this other stuff lasts just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Watching MSU football is 3 hours long.
And we can't leave.
Right.
We have to
We're literally in a jail cell,
yeah,
pretty much.
What's a restaurant you used to think was fancy, but as you got older, you realized it wasn't that fancy? I have a good one for this, I think.
Was it Applebee's?
No. I didn't know what Applebee's was until I got to college, so no, it wouldn't count.
I mean, for me, it's kind of like Harvey's. Like, that place is not really fancy.
It's good, though.
But as he said, you thought it was fancy, but it's not. Like,
right.
I thought Harvey's was like fine dining.
Yeah, I'll say, when you compare it to
white
actual fine dining, it's fine dining for Starkville.
It is. It's probably one of the nicer restaurants in Starkville. But it's fairly, it's like business casual.
Yeah. You know what my answer is? Red Lobster. I thought Red Lobster was like going like to the nicest restaurant in the world.
You find out it's not. Yeah, that was the first date I went on with
lobster.
Becky.
You're like, they have lobster.
Yeah, lobster's
nice.
You
get lobster here?
Yeah, and then you go in and everything's like, you know, freezer to fryer.
So, all right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. We want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're doing this weekend, if you're cooking out, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you don't feel like cooking out, go check out one of our great steakhouses around this state. You can't go into any town in this state without finding a place to get a fantastic steak. Whether you're cooking or you want someone else to do it, beef is always the best choice for dinner. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. When you're in Starkville, a trip to Two Brothers is a must. You got to go eat there or go eat at Starkville's best new restaurant, the Older Brother, for a fancy sandwich. Yes, you heard me right, a fancy sandwich. Whichever one you choose, Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother, you're going to have a great time right there in the middle of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, you need to give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then when you have a service issue, you're simply calling the same people back. You're not on hold for an hour. You're not having to make an appointment with somebody that's going to take a week to 10 days. Imagine if your copier stops working and you tell them, hey, we got to get somebody out there. It's going to be a week to 10 days. You would never go for that under any circumstances. That's why you don't have to with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. When you need Mississippi State gear in Starkville, Maroon & Co. is the place to go. They have a bigger and better selection than anybody else does. Stuff you can't find anywhere else. They are the exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. So any Bulldog Initiative gear you want to get, you can only get it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15. 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. When you need MSU gear before you go to the games, you need to go to Maroon & Co. All right, let's jump back in here with John. When eventually there becomes a Super League in the next 10 years, is there anything realistically we can do to even be in the discussion? I don't think after a rebuild, even piling on 8 to 9 wins is even going to cut it for us. John, stop listening to David Murray, is what I would tell you to do. I'll just come out and say it. Just stop listening to him. Mississippi State. Now look, if State were to stay on this path and pile up a bunch of 1 and 2 win seasons, I might be a little worried, right?
And we didn't really joke about it, but we did mention it after the Toledo game.
Yeah.
Like, if you keep on this path,
right?
But I don't feel like it's that dire. I think people just think the results of a couple of football seasons is going to push Mississippi State out.
You can't have a Super League with like 20 teams in it, because then somebody like Georgia is going to be a 5-loss team every year.
Yeah,
and they can't have that. You got to have teams.
It's going to be like 60 something teams or something. Mississippi State's not going to miss out on that. And plus, I still believe that Greg Sankey will be a big part of that, and he's not going to screw over the SEC. Like, I even think Vanderbilt's going to be in there.
Oh, what happened here, Robbie? Is Chris Jones suspended for one game?
So
when we say Chris Jones, we mean Starkville High School head coach Chris Jones.
I haven't been able to ask around about that, but yes, I've.
John Sokoloff just said he got a source that gave him that. He said he won't be there Friday against Oxford.
Yeah, there's.
What do you do?
Apparently, several players suspended too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Mm.
I've got to ask about that today.
Oh well,
I meant to do that earlier, but
well, there you go. Sarthak Sharma asked for the rumblings. Is Mississippi State football just flat out not allowed to have a high-powered, fun offense? The evidence points towards that, yes, that there is some sort of higher power in play.
I really don't understand how this happened, but yes, it's just impossible. Like, even Dan Mullen didn't have a high-powering offense. It was an efficient offense that more often than not was able to run the football pretty well, and they, you know, Dak, I thought, was the best they had done as far as passing the football in 2015. But as far as, you know, what Jeff Lebby's done at other places, we haven't seen that at Mississippi State. And I don't think that it's impossible. Like, I think in time he's going to be able to do that, but we just haven't seen it yet.
All right. Caleb Glover, now he wants another DC shortlist. Going to wait on that. Why do you think our defense is unable to tackle effectively? I think there's a lack of talent and a lack of coaching. Pretty easy.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Can we petition to have Van Buren's first name changed to Martin? I mean, if he was Martin Van Buren, you know.
That'd be awesome.
There you go. Throw the sign up. What's your favorite medicine to take? Who likes taking medicine?
I used to like the cough medicine that was like bubblegum flavor, or the one that was like the cough medicine that was like the really thin, like grape flavored. Mm-hmm. I loved that.
So the cough syrup they gave me for this little round I'm on right now, I think they made a point to make it taste as terrible as possible. I took a sip and I was just like, oh, so
yeah,
bad.
The adult cough medicine's not
great.
As good.
Not great. let's see here. Ryan Nelson asks, we have 8 defensive coaches and analysts on the staff. How do 8 coaches and analysts not notice the overload, apparently, since it appears we did the same thing at Arizona State and Toledo? It's just poor. It's poor coaching.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. Also from Ryan, remember that time we were drunk in Athens and I accidentally kicked that bathroom stall and it hit you in the face? What was more painful, that or the Toledo game? The Toledo game pain lasted longer, I'll put it that way.
What did you do? What was your reaction?
Well, I was preoccupied in the restroom, if you know what I'm saying. I was sitting down when the door hit me in the face.
Did you have the door open?
So, all right, we'll tell the story. So, he and I, we were in Athens. This is like 97. It was a long time ago. And we've been out, you know, we were drinking all day, eating God knows what. And I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. So, we find like this microbrewery. And I was like, okay, the facilities in there should be pretty good, right? So I go in there, and they were. And he's like, he comes with, he's like, I got to pee. So I go, it has one of those latches, you know, where you like you stick the thing in the latch like this, and it locks the door.
Yeah,
broken. It's broken.
So I can't lock the door. Swinging.
I can't lock, but I close it, but I can't lock it.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, look, if I see somebody walking towards the door, I can be like, hey, I'm in here, you know. So I'm just sitting there handling my business, and Ryan finishes up, and I see his feet go from like towards the side where he's looking at the urinal, to now his feet standing are facing me. And he says, hey, do you know what would be funny? What? Boom! He kicks the door as hard as he can. He thinks the door's locked. He thinks he's just going to mess with me, right? The door is not locked.
It swings.
Right in the temple.
Oh.
Just nailed me. Hits me hard enough that I go into the stall. And then I ricochet back into the door.
Like a pinball.
Yeah. I hear him say, oh, bleep. He takes off running. I'm screaming at him.
He didn't ask how you were. He just ran away.
Oh, yeah. He takes off. I'm screaming at him. So I regain my bearings. I finish what I was doing. And I head out. And as soon as I get to the door, his brother Riley is standing right there. He's like, it was an accident. It was an accident. So they called me down. And I milked that injury for about 5 years. Anytime we would go somewhere and it was like we didn't have enough hotel beds and somebody had to sleep on the floor.
Oh, you remember that time?
I was like, oh, Ryan, my neck. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know, I've been thinking about contacting an attorney about this. You might have caused permanent damage.
I mean, you've heard me talk. So, Hail State 5 Ever. That's an interesting name. In tumultuous times
instead
such as
of
these,
forever, five
yeah,
ever.
It's five ever. How do you stay positive and keep going, hoping for a good future? I've seen some good, much more bad, and a whole lot of all right from MSU athletics. Almost 30 years of life, it's wearing on in my soul. This is what we chose. This is the life we chose, gentlemen.
There's going to be a lot of downs.
You're welcome to get out anytime you want.
There's going to be a lot of downs, but when the time comes where things are really good, then it feels really, really good.
Yeah.
We just don't know when that's going to happen. Yeah.
John Landry wants MSU, wants James Armstrong back on the pod. Let's see if I can do that next week.
Yeah. Tucker it is Medlin. Time.
Yeah. Tucker Medlin, what happened to Will Hall at USM? Basically, everyone thought that was a good hire, but now it's year four, and they're basically where they were when he was hired. Like, Hall, first year, they struggled. Second year, they go to a bowl, and you're like, all right, they're off and running. It has fallen apart for him there and there, and I don't know why. I really don't.
I don't either. But they should be much better than they are. They should be like what Memphis is.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. This is probably it for him.
In Jans's first 2 years, someone quit the team by Christmas. Jamel Horton, Andrew Taylor. Will it happen again this year? Who is the most likely candidate? Ooh. Why are we getting negative about basketball now?
Tucker's just preparing
himself.
He's just preparing
for the worst. Who would be the most likely guy? I can't even think.
I don't know. Like Keyshawn Murphy gets upset again.
That's probably your best guy.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Let's see here. Because Steve Mormon, because football is what it is, I had an idea on one of your ad reads. Advantage Business Systems is in their 50th year, and when you do the 50 thing with it, it always reminds me of the Chappelle skit where he takes the fifth. Maybe you could do, what decade is it? Fifth, I take the fifth. One, two, three, four, fifth.
The fifth.
Lord knows we're going to have something funny for the next 8 weeks. I'll think about it.
Have you seen this conspiracy theory that Dave Chappelle is dead and this is a fake Dave Chappelle?
I have not.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy theory that his cousin or something came out and said, that's not Dave Chappelle. And so there's a whole thing now where people think this is a totally different Dave Chappelle. I don't know where it came from, but yeah, that it's a thing.
I don't know. I have to look at it. I'll check into that. Sheldon Nations, where are we at on SeaWorld these days? Did you know we've never had a documented case of an orca attacking a human in the wild, but there's been several in captivity, all fatal? I hadn't really thought about SeaWorld, I'll be totally honest with you. It hadn't been on my radar.
Shamu.
Yeah.
I've been to SeaWorld since I was a kid.
I've never been.
I used to live in outside of Fort Worth, and so we went to SeaWorld a lot in Six Flags, and we actually went and saw Clint Black there one time. He played a concert.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, we used to go see the Shamu at the...
I've never been.
At the little
arena
or whatever.
Let's see here. Jay in Baltimore. I was at a traffic light today, waiting for the green, when the radio ignites with Josie's On a Vacation Far Away. Instantly, I visualize Jake Mangum coming to the plate at Diddy Noble Field. Is there a song that immediately takes you back to a special place and time? Well, yeah, that's the magic of music. There's lots of those.
I miss you, Jake.
I can't believe
Jake,
they haven't called
back.
Him up. I can't believe they haven't called him up. It's ridiculous.
It's insane. It's insane behavior. I talked about this last night.
Yeah.
Like, every level he's been on, he has been really efficient, really good, great locker room guy. Your team stinks. So what's the problem? But what are we missing here? I don't know. I don't know if it's like they don't think he has power or what, but the dude has consistently hit against whatever pitching he's faced. I don't understand.
Yeah.
As far as a song that takes you back, you know, there's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Anything from the 90s,
yes.
I remember moments where I heard those songs. Mm-hmm. Riding down the road with my sisters, or swimming at a party, mm-hmm. or going on a field trip, like anything from the 90s, if I hear it, it immediately triggers something in my mind.
Exactly.
Something from like 2007, 2008, things like that.
I'm going to go too deep into the memories, but two songs that for me are, hold on, what's the name of the song? Found Out About You by the Gin Blossoms.
Yes.
Is one. And not Found Out About You. Hey, Jealousy. And then Vaseline by the Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
Love that song. And like, I remember like the anticipation for their second album when mm-hmm. it came out. We were like, oh my God, it's going to be so awesome. And then you listen to it and you're like, this is nothing but bangers. Every yeah. song on this album is fantastic. And Vaseline's my favorite song on that album. So.
Yeah, like I remember like anytime yeah. I hear like Champagne Supernova by Oasis, like yeah, I think about like a pool party I went to with yeah. my sister and like her older friends.
I have one, me and Bobby McGee. Not that I really like that song, but I saw a judge get absolutely hammered at a wedding and sing it on karaoke, and it was the most glorious train wreck you've ever seen in your life. So now whenever I hear that song, it takes me back to that wedding.
Nice.
So.
Janis Joplin?
Yeah. Working for the weekend, what was the most recent football season you truly enjoyed as a whole? I feel like it's been a while. I mean, when you don't go undefeated, you can't really enjoy the whole season, right? Like, I enjoyed the 2022 season. You know, it had its moments where down. But
yeah, 2022, you beat Ole Miss, you win the bowl game.
You beat the hell out of Arkansas and Texas A&M that year and Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I felt like we complained a lot during that year.
They should have won more games. They should have been 10-2.
You know, the offense was just not very exciting. But, if you look at the whole scope of it,
yeah.
You know, it was an enjoyable year.
Right. Also from working for the weekend, not working five the weekend, by the way. If you were creating a new candy bar with three main ingredients, what would they be? I think the Reese's Caramel Cup has nailed it. Chocolate, peanut butter, caramel.
I would sign up for that.
Those are the three candy bar ingredients you want.
I might put like nougat.
I like nougat, don't get me wrong. I just don't know what nougat is.
I don't either. They have a Reese's bar that is chocolate, peanut butter, nougat.
Okay. That's the take five, isn't it? Or is that outrageous?
No, it's Fast Break. Reese's Fast Break. Does that still exist?
Let's see.
Do you remember Butterfinger BBs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could have a whole show over like candy that doesn't exist anymore.
What happened to those? Those were good.
Fast Break. Peanut butter, nougat, chocolate. Yeah, there you go.
That's probably my
Butterfinger BBs were good. That's no question.
I mean, creating a candy bar, I would just go with a Reese's. I would just steal what they have
perfect.
And just I would just make it into something
it
else instead of a cup.
If you have like an actual bar of Reese's. Yeah.
My thing used to be the giant Reese's pack that four or something in them.
Oh, you can get them now with six.
Ooh. Man, you can't beat a Reese's.
It's so good. You like them cold?
I'll eat them cold. That's what my dad used to keep them in the refrigerator, and he'd have just piled up.
Yeah.
I'd knock them things out about 10 o'clock at night.
Rob Chittum, if you could only have one pair of shoes for the rest of your life, and every time they wore out, you had to buy the same pair over again, what brand and type of shoe would you buy? Rob, it's funny you ask. I just changed shoes. These are new. These shoes I'm wearing right now, these are Rockports. But for years I wore Skechers. They're this one kind of Skecher. I think I bought it. I literally think I bought it for 20 years. Every time one wore out, I would buy another pair of the exact same thing. So probably those.
I would go with,
they don't look great with shorts though.
I would, no, they don't.
Yeah.
I would go with Brooks.
Yeah.
That is the best shoe I've ever had as far as like comfort. Those aren't the best looking shoes either for like shorts or like they're not the most stylish.
Yeah.
But as far as like if you're a walker or a runner,
yeah,
Brooks are a really good shoe. And I've heard those Hokas are really good too. I've tried to find me some of those, but as you get older, I've noticed like you want to get the most comfortable shoes. So like we used to make fun of people that had Skechers,
yeah,
like you said, or like New Balance. But those are the
shoes. You're a dad, you're like, these are great
like,
shoes.
Yeah, like, oh my God, these shoes are awesome. So, yeah, that's Brooks would probably be my shoe.
All right. Alex Barham, if you could choose one food item per quarter from Starville restaurants to make the best football food menu, what would it be? If there's a tie, you can give an overtime item. All right. So,
do we want wings?
We want some wings. So who has the best wings in town? Is WTF still open?
I
don't know if they're really open anymore.
Do they do catering?
Yeah, I think just catering. So you just want to get some smoked wings
Two Brothers is hard to beat.
We'll
do that. Smoked wings,
okay,
man.
We'll do that.
With some ranch.
And then we want, let's do another appetizer, but a little, maybe like a heavier one here for second quarter. And then third quarter can be the main dish, and then fourth quarter is dessert.
Shoot, I might go get some pizza from Boardtown, too.
That can be our third quarter. We'll get some pies from Boardtown. For the second quarter, what do I want? Like a dip or something. Some dip. Crawfish dip?
Yeah, sure.
Restaurant Tyler? There we go. And then dessert, we'll go stuffed pancakes. There we go. Done.
Fine.
Have y'all thought or tried to go on a beef tour similar to the catfish tour? We have talked about it, and it just hasn't come together. But if the Mississippi Beef Council is listening and you would like to put together a beef tour for us, we would certainly go. We would go eat steaks and burgers.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we would do it. All right, Jason, funny story. I live in Macomb, and Woodville is known for one thing, a gentleman's club. And when I was growing up, they had a one-legged dancer. It was a rite of passage to go. So yesterday when you asked, what's Woodville known for, I laughed.
I heard there was one of those in Meridian, too.
With a one-legged dancer?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Do you think he's missing a word here. Do you think basketball will have even more since football is awful? What's the word he's missing? Even more what? Support?
Support.
Okay, yes. I think people are going to show up for basketball. Yes, I agree with that.
Okay, yesterday you said you were thinking of another place when you mentioned Woodville. Were you thinking of Woodland?
Maybe.
Okay.
What, is that where the Christmas stuff is?
Yeah, and they have a giant furniture place there.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Woodland. It's in between Mabin.
Yeah. I knew it was near.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. Woodland.
It's right outside of Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're on the same page now.
That's where I got all our furniture when my wife and I got our first house. Great place.
I love my wife. I sent her a message. Coach Jones is suspended this week. Who?
I've gotten 15 messages in the last few minutes.
Well, yeah, but
you're
different. Like, I thought my wife would at least know who the head football coach at Starville.
She has not watched a single down. She's watching your daughter down there dancing.
If I told her the dance coach got suspended, she'd be like, why?
Exactly. She ain't there to watch no football.
And now it's like, why?
Are y'all's conversations with each other just like annoyance?
I feel like it is.
With each person just annoyed with the other?
Yeah. All right, also, last one, our thoughts on Brian Danielson versus Nigel McGuinness.
I'm pumped.
I'm excited.
Nigel.
This is going to be a great card tomorrow night.
Nigel being back like as an active guy
works
really good.
It's good for us, yeah.
I was really impressed with him at.
He did great.
At what was the one he was at? Was it All Out?
Yeah. Pip Horrell, while on a recent business trip, I ate at restaurants called the Thirsty Turtle Sea Grill, Pacific Rim, the Dive Bar, and Leftovers. What would you name your restaurant if you opened one, and what food would you feature?
Yours would be like smoked meats.
Yeah, I want a barbecue restaurant. So we're gonna, what would we call it though? Hey Daddy's Smokehouse.
That would work.
It's actually a pretty good name. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, All right.
I don't want a restaurant.
No?
No. My mother-in-law had a restaurant, and father-in-law and,
yeah.
Becky and her family just had to, like, to work at it and stuff, and
yeah.
said it was just a pain.
All right. Graham Yateman, what are your top three favorite movies that are comedies? I'm just going to give you I'm going to give you some that I like.
That's so hard.
Old School.
Okay.
I love The Great Outdoors. That is one
yes.
of my favorite movies. It
Classic.
Is so funny.
Classic.
Trying to think my way around. I love, well, I say I like Wedding Crashers, but I like the first half. I like right up until they get to the, they decide to stay with
them. Yeah.
You know, the first part of that movie is great. Anchorman, the first one is great.
So you're like mid-2000s.
Well, yeah, but
guy.
I mean, I like some of the 80s stuff too. Like, I'm just trying to remember some of them. I'm getting old here, Robbie. I'm trying to think of like some Steve Martin, some Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Groundhog
That's
Day.
So good.
I love
yep.
Groundhog Day. It's a Christmas movie, but I love Scrooged. I think that's
yep.
a really funny movie.
Yep.
So, yeah, all those.
I'll tell you.
Old School is probably number one.
One of the funniest movies I've ever watched is called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
from
a classic.
Like the 1960s.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got all the top comedians from that time
yeah.
are in it.
Oh.
And it is genius.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Monty Python, Holy Grail.
Yeah,
I nearly peed myself the first time I watched
that. One's
that.
Good, and also The Meaning of Life.
Meaning of Life
is really funny. Yeah. The guy that like was just he was eating so much food he was just puking it in the bucket,
yeah.
and then they gave him the mushroom or whatever that he just exploded.
Yeah,
I still remember that. And then for me is the early Adam Sandler movies.
Oh yeah,
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
I don't know if I can rank them. Tommy Boy is great.
Got to be on there. Yeah. I don't know if I could rank them. Yeah.
One of my favorites is Almost Heroes.
That's a really funny movie.
Which
Very
I think
underrated.
Was his last. Was Chris Farley's last. Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
I think that was Chris Farley's last movie that
yeah.
he made.
Really funny. Jeffrey Chancer. My brother told me there is no bigger two-person musical duo than Brooks and Dunn. I could not argue. Is there one? I got two right off the top of my head.
Two-person musical
yeah.
duo.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I like Brooks and Dunn more than
Hall and Oates.
It's still tough to beat Brooks and Dunn, man.
Sonny and Cher.
Think about all no. Think about all the hits that they've had.
Yeah, plenty of
the number ones.
The Righteous Brothers.
No.
No.
Brooks and Dunn is. It's got to be the best.
I don't know. You got me thinking. That's a good question. I'll put it that way. Winston says, we heard rumors back in camps that Stonka could get some time at running back. Any chance we see that come true? I feel like if they want to get him on the field, that's probably the best place for him right now.
Yeah, well, they did the other day.
They did, but it didn't.
They've done it a little bit. It just hasn't worked.
Yeah.
I think the better option there is probably Kevin Coleman.
I agree. Brett Christensen says, is Aranda – by the way, he says one, and then he only gives one question. He numbered his one question. Is Aranda an unrealistic coach to have
on – He did another tweet.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, he replied.
Okay. Well, I haven't gotten to it yet. Let me see. Oh, there it is. Is Aranda an unrealistic coach to have on the wish list if things continue as is for Baylor? Yeah, probably. He'll have his choice of better jobs.
Yeah, somebody else will snatch him up.
All right. Going on vacation this weekend, one of my favorite dad tasks is successfully packing the car like it's a game of Tetris. Do you have any simple dad tasks that give you a sense of accomplishment that only other dads can appreciate? Anytime I can do something quickly that has taken other people a long time, like especially if you're opening a jar, you know, like everybody in the house has tried and they don't want to give me the jar because they don't want to act like a bunch of helpless women.
Yeah.
And then when they hand me the jar, it takes me one turn and I'm done. I love that.
I feel so accomplished mowing my yard. When
cool.
my yard is cut and it looks nice and clean, I love that.
When I cook something and I leave it alone for like a long time. I just go outside and make sure the temp is good, but I'll never open the lid. And then I finally open the lid and it looks right, and I put the thermometer in and it's right. That's huge.
Oh yeah,
huge.
Cooking a meal for your family
yeah.
and them really enjoying
really
it
enjoying
is
it, yeah.
is pristine.
There you go. Chris asks, if State started a new tradition and had a wrestler cut a promo on the week on that week's about that week's opponent on the video board pregame, who would you go with, and would you change each week or the same person every time? You have to change. You can't just have the same guy every week, right?
Yeah. No, I think that I think that's important. You don't want to over promote like
right.
People get tired of that.
Yeah, you gotta have something different every week. So
the Chris Jones thing is just this was the worst possible time for that.
Yeah, to blow it up. Well, we're almost done.
I should have checked on that this morning.
Yeah, Perry Cafeteria, Brian, do you still believe in the cycles, or are we on an infinite slide to the never-ending pit of despair? We'll be fine.
Think so?
Yeah, okay. It'll come out of it. This is just tough.
This is a bad cycle. I mean, mm-hmm. Programs go through bad cycles. Mississippi State's not going to be
again
terrible forever.
Our coach died.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's a lot of times, like, it's about who you hire.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't know yet if Jeff Lebby is that guy.
All right.
But you got to give him a shot.
Yeah.
If you continue to do this, like, firing and hiring thing, then you're just going to be in disaster mode at all times.
Wade Jones asks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how angry does it make you when you're walking along, your mind is somewhere else, and all of a sudden someone scares you by blowing a horn or a siren or anything else that is loud? That's what he did to me Saturday.
Wade has hit the spotlight.
Yeah.
In recent
weeks. Well, he's on the Jumbotron every week.
He's on the Jumbotron walking out with Lebby. He walks him into the press conference. He's big time. And then he blew a siren at you the other day as you're walking around. So
yeah. Scared the hell out of me. So on a scale of 1 to 10, a 7 to 7. Yeah, exactly. I'm just sitting there talking to Logan Lowry. All of a sudden, whoop, and I was like, ah! And I turn around, and I look, and he was dying.
What would have been better is if he had, like, the megaphone thing.
Yeah.
He was like, sir, get on the ground, please.
Yeah, something like that. Roger Shepard asks us. We haven't heard from Roger in a while. Good to have you back. Robbie dropped a reference to the 2002 film Red Dragon. It's actually a remake of the far superior 1986 film Manhunter. Brian Cox stars as Hannibal Lecter. Brian Cox was in Succession. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it? I have seen Manhunter. It is better than Red Dragon.
I have seen it too, yeah.
Really, really good movie.
I saw it just like happenstance one day. Like I'd seen Red Dragon, and then it was actually the part where he was showing him the clips or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they send him down the hill in the mm-hmm. wheelchair that's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait a second, this is like Red Dragon. Mm-hmm. And do a little research, and yeah, it pretty much is.
Oh, God, that's not good. Saints center is out for 6 to 8 weeks. Great.
Ooh.
Great.
How do y'all go from 40-plus points to what you did the other day? What happened? Didn't play the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. Or the Panthers. Brian Overby, the basketball schedule is out. Can we get a preview of the ceiling and floor and where you actually think we'll be at the end of the regular season? That's a whole podcast, Bryce. We can't just do that on one question. Sorry.
We'll do that.
We will definitely
we'll do a preview
basketball
at some
preview.
Point.
Yeah. Kenny Manning, who are your top five most annoying sportscasters in history? Any leaps without Collinsworth and Joe Morgan is incomplete. Joe Morgan's not great.
Collinsworth's grown on me.
Okay.
Mark Jones is number one for me.
You hate him.
I mean, I don't hate him, but
you hate him as an announcer.
Yeah, I can't take it. And then the fact that he trashes Mississippi any chance he gets, I don't like
Gary that Danielson's on my list.
Oh yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awful. Hated him.
I used to despise Tony Romo, but then I just started to respect the fact he was calling out plays before they happened.
Yeah. You know, this is the one where I got to separate the man from the announcer. I love Dick Vitale, the man. Does a ton for college basketball. His story of trying to beat cancer. I love him. I want him to survive and succeed. But I don't think he's a very good announcer. Like, he's too much with his cliches and everything. They're just better basketball announcers.
He's a type of dandy, yeah, baby. He's a Windex man.
I would much rather hear Bill Rafferty than...
Oh, yeah, the Onions.
Onions! Comes out! Man!
Yes.
Love it. So
I used to love...
Also, Michael Cole.
Oh, you're not a big.
I'm not a Michael Cole guy. Never
another was. One that's grown on me.
Never.
I've grown to respect him.
I can't. I just can't with him. I just don't like him.
What do you have? You seen? Have you heard Joe Tess yet?
He's okay.
he was not good first time.
Yeah, but he's
and
the
second
he's
time he got better.
He's a pro.
Well, he went from like he was kind of calling it like golf or something.
Yeah,
and he was not like very excited.
You gotta let it go.
He's going all in now, buddy. I can't wait for like the Hell in a Cell at Bad Blood.
It'd be great. All right, Tommy Robinson.
He's bleeding everywhere. My God,
he's been busted wide open.
How does he have that much blood left in him?
From all the away venues that you visited, what is the absolute worst stadium experience? I think back to hearing stories about how awful Davis Wade used to be for visiting teams and some media folks. If we're talking about as a fan, the easy answer is the Tad Smith Coliseum. Just a dump.
Yeah. Remember the bathrooms? Like, you had to walk down stairs and like they were in like a dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that basketball arena was awful.
The Pavilion is 100 times better. As far as a media member, I can't remember one where I'm just like, this place sucks.
I'm trying to think. There's a couple of places. You know, Auburn, I cannot stand how Auburn is set up. It's tough to get to the field at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But the press box is fine, and you know they usually have good food.
Yeah, the press box is nice up at Ole Miss. Yeah.
It's not great trying to get to the press conference.
I don't like how at Ole Miss though. I don't like any place where the windows are closed.
Yeah, I don't like closed press box.
I want to be able to hear
unless it's just like freezing cold and I just want to stay warm.
Right.
This year I might be okay with the closed press box.
Tommy Robinson also asks, I've listened to Brian's advice thus far, but can we please stop living outside the maroon bubble now? Or start living outside the maroon bubble.
Yeah, he wants to leave the maroon bubble.
This is a depressing place to live, and there's too much good football to enjoy. You can step out at your own risk. There's going to be Ole Miss fans out there.
Yeah, just don't go inside the red and blue bubble.
Yeah, if you see a powder blue bubble, run away. Ethan Flournoy, longtime listener, first-time Rumbler. Hey, welcome. Curious as to what would be better, a team with head coach Sly Croom, defensive coordinator Peter Sermon, or offensive coordinator Kevin Barbet, or this one? Okay, so he's asking. So we have we either have the current team or Croom with Sermon and Barbet as his coordinators. I'll take my chances with what we got.
Yeah,
I would take my chances.
Yeah, because at least you got an offense that can move the ball and score.
Yeah, Hunter Bolin.
The thing about this offense. We've complained about it a little bit, but they're still scoring points.
Yeah, except they didn't do against Toledo. They were bad. But other than
Second half.
Yeah.
Second half they scored. But even then they scored in the second half.
Yeah. Hunter Bolin, I've never watched The Sopranos. Should I watch that on Saturdays instead of state football team? You should watch that Monday through Sunday. You should watch it 7 days a week.
You should. Yes. You should start that immediately. And if you want that to be your replacement for Mississippi State, so be it.
Last thing from Bradley Douglas. For those of us traveling to Austin for the game, what are some can't-miss food and entertainment spots? I've only been to Austin once, but 6th Street is the place where the bars, that's where all your entertainment is, all your live music. You want to go there. If you can go to Franklin, and I'll give you the tip I've heard before, that with Franklin Barbecue, if you don't want to stand in the line and wait for 5 hours, if you just order $100 worth of stuff, or there's a number where you can call ahead. And be like, hey, I want to order some barbecue, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up as opposed to having to stand in line. But it's like $150. The thing with $150, though, is if you got five people, that's easy to do. So, is this place – I will tell you the place. I don't know if it still exists. I haven't been there since
– I've never been to Austin.
I went there in 2015 for South by Southwest with V-Sporto because we had money to spend there. Is this the name of the place? Is this the place that I went – okay, is this place to open on Sunday? Let me see. Brunch. Hold, please. I'm just doing a little research here. Yes. Okay. It's going to be, there's going to be a line, but go to Sunday Brunch at the Moonshine Grill. That is the best brunch I've ever been to in my entire life. They have two locations. It's either $25 or $27 for all you can eat. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet of Southern breakfast and brunch favorites. It is fantastic.
Okay.
You cannot go wrong there. So I'll just tell you that's a place to go, okay?
Works for me.
All right. All right, guys. Have a great Wednesday. Robin, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Not sure quite what the focus of the show will be yet, but it will definitely be Mississippi State sports. And like I said, next week we're going to try to get some of the some basketball, some soccer in here as well, and we'll have some fun with that. Guys, have a good one. Talk to you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.